You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part? You, our listening audience, nominated the good souls from the greater Philadelphia area that will highlight it on the radio and online every week. And this week's honoree is a woman who created a respite for first responders.
She's just an amazing person.
That's Michelle McHugh. She nominated Dr. Tina Scott. They're neighbors and got to know each other while planning a COVID-friendly block party. And when Michelle learned about Dr. Tina's work, she was impressed.
I think she's just the epitome of what a good soul is.
I'm that person that many people call when they're thinking about giving up.
You see, Dr. Tina is a psychotherapist and professional coach.
So I help people navigate this thing called life, whether it's I sit with you one-on-one on the couch, whether I come out into the community, engage you on a certain topic.
She's founder of Dr. Tina Scott and Associates in Wynwood, but working as a therapist was never in the cards. Instead, she spent years climbing the corporate ladder until one day she was told to pack up her office and leave.
When I got fired, it was like the rug was pulled from underneath me because I did not see it coming.
The shock sent her to a low place.
I was like, I don't even want to be here anymore. And then I was ready to take my car and drive it into the first wall that I seen.
Luckily, she did not, and was inspired to use her master's in community clinical counseling to start her own practice 10 years ago. At first, it was temporary. And then?
Next thing I know, my private practice became my full-time job.
Led by her faith, Tina says she began listening to a higher power.
Just being obedient when God says, send that person a card, pick up that phone, call that person, and just have those connections.
A few years later, it was that inner voice that led the pastor's wife and mother of three to start the Clinicians Think Tank, focused on educating, empowering, and encouraging clinicians on all levels.
We're a support system.
They share anonymous information about their cases to help provide the best outcomes for their clients.
And our motto is iron sharpens iron.
But during the pandemic, the need for therapy surged.
The calls was just coming in and I couldn't keep up. So I would refer out. And what I found was that I didn't have anybody to refer to.
Dr. Tina soon was burned out, carrying the weight of so many others.
My workday can start at 6 a.m. and it can end at 9 p.m.
But she wasn't the only one. That's when the little voice piped up again.
I'm so excited to see everyone on the line. This line was created just for you.
In 2020, Dr. Tina founded Clinicians Pray, a prayer line for counselors, therapists, pastors, clergy, and others. It meets every Wednesday at 12:30.
Our morning, we're hearing a lot of people talking about suicide. We're hearing a lot of people talking about, I'm too depressed, too anxious to go to work. That takes a toll on us.
So they pray all the stress away.
Dear gracious God, our Father, we come, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you. We thank you, God, for the joy that you have placed in us, joy that
after they prayed, I was in tears. I felt so recharged. I felt like somebody gave me the place to unplug. I said, I can't stop.
The group started with just a handful, and fast forward 2 years, and Dr. Tina's prayer line hosts events and is also a prayer podcast that serves scores of first responders.
We have nurses, we have doctors, they just come on and they just tell us how much it blesses them.
She is really just a pillar of support for the people who not only go to her for mental health support, but also for those who work parallel to her and help others.
That and Michelle McHugh says she can plan a block party too, all the while being a good soul. something Dr. Tina Scott says is part of who she is.
I was one of those people that went through a lot of pain. So when I see it, feel it, I just move towards it. Because let me just tell you this, I wish somebody would have moved towards me.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve is an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.